Last week, Morning Edition reported on Cornel West, the Afro-American studies professor at Harvard, who said he might defect to Princeton and take several prestigious colleagues with him. West is author of the best-selling book Race Matters. He and colleagues have criticized Harvard's new president, Lawrence Summers, for not being a strong supporter of affirmative action. They also contend that Summers wrongly criticized West for his political activities, for making a rap CD, and for grade inflation. Summers and West were reported to have patched things up last week, but in an interview with NPR, West seems to say otherwise. Here's an excerpt from that interview in which West tells NPR's Tavis Smiley about the highly charged meeting he had with Summers last month.
From the very beginning, there was a kind of a priori evaluation of the kind of person I am, and I didn't like it one bit. And then when it moved into debates over the CD, which is not a rap CD of anybody who's heard it, and similarly so in regard to presidential candidates that I support, and similarly so in terms of whether I do enough pure academic work as opposed to popular work. So all of those elements I took as an attack and an insult. And the one thing I do not tolerate is disrespect, being dishonored, and being devalued.
It seems to me that this is really about the notion of academic freedom. And so the question is whether or not this is the first time you've encountered this. That is to say, is this commonplace for presidents to essentially lecture and reprimand professors on what they do inside or outside the classroom as it relates to your work?
Well, I can speak only for myself, and I think it's important that we don't focus just on myself, because there are a number of academics and intellectuals who have had similar kind of experiences. But I must say, in my 26 years of teaching, that this is unprecedented for me. Universities ought to be a place where there's robust, uninhibited dialogue, conversation, and inquiry. That's what it's all about. That's why, in a deep sense, I weep for Harvard, because Harvard's meant much to me. It helped emancipate and liberate my mind and heart. And by weeping for Harvard, I actually weep for the academic system as a whole if we don't have that kind of robust, uninhibited sense of inquiry.
You are being represented by another Harvard professor, Charles Ogletree, distinguished professor at the Harvard Law School, of course. Professor Ogletree has charged that President Summers has not supported affirmative action strongly enough. This is a charge, obviously, that President Summers hotly denies. I want to read for you, because I want to get it accurate, Dr. West, a quote from President Summers. "I take pride in Harvard's longstanding commitment to diversity. I believe it is essential for us to maintain that commitment, working to create an ever more open and inclusive environment that draws on the widest possible range of talents," close quote. Now, there are some who listen to that quote who think that sounds okay. It's a pretty strong defense of affirmative action.
Well, the problem is it's predicated on the quality of the action. The language is fine, but any administrator, bureaucrat, president, dean, provost can mouth those words. But the question is what is done on the ground, and whether there's a respect for the subject matter that is being reflected on the ground in our universities and colleges.
You are part of, obviously, an incredibly acclaimed Afro-American Studies department at Harvard. Let me ask the $64,000 question, as it were. Are you going to leave Harvard to go to Princeton? And if you do, what of these other professors at Harvard, Skip Gates among them, who have suggested if you leave, they are going with you?
Well, I mean, my brothers and sister Evelyn Brooks Higginbotham, I mean, they are on record as saying that if I do decide to leave, there's a very good chance that they will leave as well. I mean, if I leave, it would probably be Princeton. For me, the bottom line is really about respect. And once I reach that conclusion, then it is difficult not to leave. But I'm still open to it, though, brother. I'm still open to it.
Harvard Afro-American Studies professor Cornel West speaking with Tavis Smiley, whose new public radio program debuts today on some NPR member stations.